Hello and welcome to Thriving Mothers Talk Radio, where busy working women come to thrive. And now, here are your hosts, Susan Geyer and Mary McHenry.
Hello, this is Sue.
And this is Mary.
Hey, Mary, I guess we're together, so it must be time to thrive.
It is time.
To inspire women entrepreneurs to create incredible financial success, to have more time with their families or for themselves, and also to pursue their passion, whatever that might be.
And we're doing it almost coast to coast.
Yes.
Sue, how is it in Pennsylvania today?
Well, I know you're getting snow, but here it is beautiful. After several days of rain, it is a beautiful 70-degree spring day.
Wow.
So spring has sprung in Pennsylvania again.
Wow.
We did have frost this morning, and I'm looking up Mr. Groundhog out in my backyard.
Great. Yeah, we're getting the beginnings of what's supposed to be our last big spring storm here, which we get in the Rockies. April is one of our biggest snow months. And I still have to get used to that, because where I grew up, spring was springing about this time, and it doesn't happen here till May.
Yeah. So, but spring will finally get around to it for you.
That's right. It will get around to it, and that's what we're going to talk about today, getting around to it, right, Sue?
Absolutely. Did you like that segue right into
Mary,
the topic?
That was so professional.
And you know, it's the round to it. I think I say it a lot. I hear it a lot. You know, I'm going to do that as soon as I get around to it.
Right.
And I'm going to, you know, do something in my business or something with my family, or, you know, there's always something else that has to come first because I need to get round to it.
And yep.
So, but there's a great story that I think Jack Canfield that you just heard recently. Do you want to share that?
Yeah, he talks about one of his mentors, W. Clement Stone, that used to carry around a little coin he had printed up that had T-O-I-T on it. And people would ask, what is that? And he said, well, it's around to it. And then they would say, well, what's that for? He said, well, we always talk about when we get around to it. Now you've got one, you know, and so just go do it.
Right. And so it's interesting that we need something, and it's a great story about that visual about the round to it is, so what if you had your round to it? Okay, so what if you finally got that round to it? What would you want to take action on? And so let's talk a little bit about, you know, taking action and why we seem to put in these barriers to our round to it.
Yeah. Yeah, what stops us from getting, from doing it rather than talking about getting around to it sometime? Yep. And there's, well, what are you thinking?
Well, actually, I'm thinking about that oftentimes people think that actions need to be really big. And so they get stuck in a certain area of their life until they want to take action, for example, in their business, or action on planning a vacation, or action on planning, you know, more time with a certain someone, you know, whatever they want to, they have a goal, they set that goal, they have their vision, and they aren't taking any action on anything or action in a certain area. And it may be because I have to do all these other things first.
Yeah, it seems so huge, yep.
Yeah, and so sometimes there is all those excuses that we make or reasons. You know, sometimes we'll be polite. We'll call them reasons instead of it. Truly, they're excuses.
Yep.
And once we take that action, whatever we've been putting off, it wasn't as big as we thought.
Mm-hmm.
Just the actual movement and the doing of taking that action causes more momentum. So then it becomes easier to take the next action. I think you had a good example of something happened recent, I think today, for you, around an exercise class.
Yeah, I had a friend call me last night and say, well, you know, there's a great new person who's teaching this circuit class. Come on down in the morning. And then the time of the class had to change, and it was at a time that was inconvenient for me, and it's snowing outside, and I have lots of reasons not to go. You know, I hadn't shaved my legs or whatever, you know. There are thousands of excuses to not go. And when the time came where it was important that I either get in the car or decide not to go, I just put my coat on and got in the car and went with, you know, bumpy legs and funky hair and, you know, it's like, just go. Get in the car. And it was so fun. I'm so glad I went. Nobody cared what my hair looked like. Nobody even looked at my legs. You know, it was just so great to stop the chatter or not let the chatter take over and get out. It was with my friends. I had a great workout. I had a ball. And I feel great.
And what will that do for you the next time you think of taking an exercise class?
Well, I think I, you know, I'll remember for one thing, it's really just about getting in the car and getting over there. And I'll also remember I have more information now stored up about how fun it is. So, and I can come as I am. I don't have to, you know, it's not in a big fancy club, so I don't have to get all dude it up just to go work out.
So, and this works really well for those who are procrastinating a lot of tasks.
Yep.
And actually, I was just reading, there's a whole round to it poem, and there's a round to it site, you know, it's that thought that, so, you know, virtually we're all sending you, and maybe we can, you know, in those that are in our coaching program will actually get a physical one from us. But mm-hmm. for you, all of you listening, virtually we're all sending you around to it. So now you have it. You've got it. So what are you stopping yourself from taking action on? What are you procrastinating around? What have you said, you know, I don't need it to do today. I'll do it tomorrow or next week or, you know, I'll put it on the list so that when I get around to it. Well, now imagine yourself, you have it. You've gifted the round to it. Okay? So one strategy, you know, one is to just look at what's on that list. What, you know, what have you been putting off? Mm. You know, what has been that I'll do X, you know, when I get around to it? What has been that X? Mm-hmm. And figure out whether you still want to do that X. You know, that's part of it. Sometimes we don't take action on things because of several different reasons. One, we think it's too big. Two, we don't know how. We want to do something. So if you don't know how, either take it off your list or find out how. Mm-hmm. You know, go into a new instructor's class or ask somebody in your community how to do something. Whatever that is that you don't know how to do with it has been on your list.
Yeah, I think that's a huge one, Sue, because what I realize in just kind of looking at this together today is that I had in my mind an idea of what this class would be or how I need to work out right now or blah, blah, blah. I had a whole story about it, which was not actually true. It was just a story. Going to the class was an act of being open and being curious about what the class is instead of thinking I already knew what it was.
Right. So having the experience, so that's sometimes,
right.
You know what, and experiencing it without worrying about being perfect, like not having the perfect hair, not having the perfect, you know, whatever. See, and I think sometimes, so that's another thing that stops us. We don't know how or... We can't do it perfectly the first time.
Mm. Ouch, yeah.
Yeah, afraid to take that risk of, ooh, you know, if I try this, maybe I'll make a mistake. Ah, okay,
yeah.
We put it off. Our passion may have changed. Our focus might be in a different area. So then it should come off the list. Or we may be too focused and spending too much attention in another area of our lives. And so it's pushing the things we really want to be doing down the list. And I think this is, you know, the ultimate spinning of plates.
Yeah. Let's look at that strategy after we take a quick break, Sue.
Sounds good.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mary. You know that Sue and I are passionate about collaboration, especially among women. And we're part of a new one that we wanted to make sure you knew about. It's DirectSellingLeaders.com. Sue and I are there as the resident experts in collaboration. That's DirectSellingLeaders.com. Check it out. Back to the show.
Hi, it's Mary and Sue, and we're back with you.
Yeah. And we were just talking about, you know, kind of putting things off, waiting till you get around to it, now you have one, and how spinning too many plates, especially the wrong ones, can cause you to have too many things on your list that you're just waiting to get around to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the question we invite you to ask, and this is a strategy for you to look at what you've been putting off, is forget about the plates. How's the spinner of the plates doing? How are you doing? How are you feeling? How's your energy level? Where's your attention?
So, as the, yeah, and oftentimes we forget ourselves. You know, we get so much into the doing. I have to take care of the kids. I have to work my business. I have to go to work. I have a career I'm advancing. I want to spend some time with friends. I want to, you know, give back to my community. I want to blah, blah, blah. Take care of, sometimes it's, you know, elderly parents. Sometimes it's a sick child. Whatever it is, there are so many things that we do in our lives as women. And oftentimes, like you just said, the spinner, the woman, the person, kind of your needs get left behind. You don't sleep. You don't schedule
right.
Doctor's appointments. You don't do the exercise classes. I'm sure there were 10 other things you could have done instead of gone to take care of yourself.
Yep.
However, had you done those 10 other things, my sense would have been that you would have been half going through your day, that your creativity would have been decreased, your effectiveness in the other areas of your life would have been decreased.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything we do in each area of our life affects other areas. And I'd love to play with that in a moment. So the person, I have a client very recently who kind of took a spring break from some of the projects she was working on last week to take care of self. And she came back this week, and through coaching, she has no longer felt guilty about doing that. Previously, it would have been 2 days getting out of the guilt because she took the time off last week, so then it would have been 2 days of having to come back to work. And so this week, she was able to say, you know what, that was a very effective break. I needed to take care of doctor's appointments. I needed to schedule some appointments for myself and really renewed her spirit.
Mm-hmm.
To pick up the work again. And I think if we look at what we want in our lives, we can also take a look at the different plates and the areas of our lives and see which are serving us and helping us and giving us great energy and which aren't.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I wanted to play next, if you want to play there.
I do, because I notice so much... Boy, I love that image, too, of the person spinning the plates, and we're focused, we're looking up at the plates as if that's the point, you know, and really it's the us holding it. It's the spinner. It's the spinner that needs the attention. Where is our attention? Where is your attention? Where's your focus? What are you giving your precious life force energy to each day? And boy, we've seen it again and again with clients. Sometimes the smallest shift can make the hugest change. When we let go of something that's taking so much of our time and mental energy and our focus and maybe even our money, that isn't really serving us. It's like we get to, if you only get 100 watts of energy a day and you're spending 90 of them worrying about something that's not really your passion or is not productive, then I think it's great information. What about you, Sue?
I do, and so I would say one of the things is we talked about focusing on self and checking in, and then taking a look at, we certainly do it with the Personal Thriving Sphere exercise, and you can do it as a mental exercise, every morning, kind of check in, okay, here's your day. Now, here's all the things I have to do today. And so let's talk about the different kind of tensions around that. So first you set your intentions, and we've talked about that before. So here's all my areas. And if you start to notice that one area of your life or business, you're having trouble setting positive intentions around.
Mm-hmm.
Like you want it to be thriving, and you immediately say, and I know there's going to be trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Or your intention is, not to feel bad when I talk to such and such, or my intention is to stop dreading picking up the phone.
Mm-hmm.
If your intentions don't feel moving you like you're moving you forward, or you get to an area of your life and you just, just don't even want to deal with it.
Yeah, if it feels like it's about surviving and not really thriving.
Yeah, then that might be let's take another look at the attention I'm putting to that area.
Mm-hmm.
And am I putting a lot of what I like to call, the background noise in the back of your head?
Mm.
When you don't really, right now so many people are, money is so in front, and yet it's also in so in back of everybody's heads.
Mm.
They are doing action, and then they don't want to see certain things, and so it's in the back of the brain, but it's certainly sucking a lot of energy. Or if it's a project that you have on that list, but you've never gotten to it, so the energy still sitting in the back of the head. Because, again, there's no decision made. I think we talked a while ago about the maybes.
Mm-hmm.
That you want to say yes or no. And so if you're looking at what attention do I want to be spending on it, on this? Do I want to let it lie and not pay any attention to let it, kind of release all of the third one, the tension that I'm feeling in that area? Or do I want to take, this is an area I really want to move into positive. So now I need to take some action. I'm going to put some positive attention on it.
Right.
I'm going to focus.
And, I think an important thing, too, about this, Sue, is that we're not talking about just putting happy face stickers on everything.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
It really is about getting to know, honoring how you really feel about your work and your life and what kind of investment you're making in each of those areas of your life. The investment of the attention and the intention.
Yeah. And where if you don't want to invest in an area anymore because it's causing you, negative feelings or tension or worry or fear, then what can you do about it? Can you take an action to let it go? And that, because that is taking an action.
Yep.
Letting something go is sometimes the best action that you could take.
Hallelujah. That's been my experience.
Absolutely. I mean, I have left different businesses, and there's sometimes been a struggle or different parts of my businesses that there's been a lot of soul-searching, thoughts, worry, concern, that have always gone led up to the actual doing. And then I always know that, I've always noticed that within weeks or even sooner, after the decision has been made and the movement has gone on to my attention in somewhere else, I don't miss it.
Yeah.
I don't miss it. I create energy in other areas. Other areas flourish.
Yeah.
Areas I didn't think were connected, you know, a money area connected to a creativity area. Interesting.
Yeah.
You know, or not feeling great about my body, you know, like the exercise. How is not taking action on a health plan that involves eating well and exercise, how is that affecting my ability to create great service and great value for my clients?
Mm-hmm.
And when I focus in one area and move that positively, it really spans out to many, many areas.
Mm-hmm.
And so the benefit sometimes is if you take action in one area by improving your energy or your desire or your passion, the overflow to the other areas, it really improves them without you even needing to focus on it.
Yeah, and that goes back to that thing of it's not about all the different plates. It's not about how many you're spinning or how well you're doing it or what you've got on your plate or all the to-dos on your list. It really is about how are you approaching those? How are you relating to what it is that you're doing?
Yeah.
As a whole, not as an individual task manager for each thing separately. It really is about how things weave together.
Yeah. Because you are focused on you as the spinner, and sometimes you can be spinning in great rhythm, and you know, and it's great to be spinning plates sometimes. It's great mm-hmm. to be in that flow.
Right.
And if you're in that flow, they all seem to be in rhythm and seem to be going. And then when you're out of flow or worried, that's when you've dropped some you're doing double time on one side to keep it going, and the others are kind of going on their own. You're out of sync. You're out
yep.
of flow. And so if you can come back to you and put yourself back into flow.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, and remember why you're spending those things in the first place.
Yeah. And which ones do you need to gently and carefully, or not so carefully, you know, smash?
Mm-hmm.
And it's much better to do that intentionally and consciously, where you're making a decision to let an area of your life go, whether it's a relationship or whatever it is, than to keep spinning it and have it go out of control.
Yeah.
Because then it's going to take everything else out of control as well.
Great. Great stuff, Sue.
Absolutely.
I have one more strategy for all of us as we're taking a look at what we've been talking about here today, and that is to stretch your body. Because we do hold our tension, our emotional and our physical tension, in our body. And I found out in this class today something I'd never thought of. I usually think of people holding tension, especially in their shoulders, you know, and face and jaw. But she said a lot of women's emotional tension is in our inner thighs. So stand up wherever you are as you're hearing this and just give your inner thighs a nice stretch. You can sit down with your legs in a V and stretch them that way, or, you know, do sort of a runner's lunge that way. And move some of that body energy where we tend to hold things tight.
Excellent. And also, before we leave, I did want to do a big shout-out. I forgot to do it at the beginning of the call. I told them I would do a big shout-out to some women friends of mine, Alicia, Meg, and Julia. So a big shout-out to them because they are listening today. I did tell them I would do a big shout-out to them.
Hey, gals.
Hope you're thriving.
Yeah.
So enjoy your snow. And
thanks.
We'll enjoy the spring here.
We'll make you a snowman.
There you go. Have a great week, everyone.
You too. Bye.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Thriving Mothers Talk Radio. Thanks so much for listening. We'd love to hear from you. Email us at thrive@thriveforsuccess.com. That's thrive@thrive4success.com. call us anytime on our listener comment line, 214-615-6505, mailbox number 1877 pound. That's 214-615-6505, mailbox 1877 pound. And find our book on Amazon.com. Just type in Stop Spinning Plates. Thanks again for listening, and keep thriving.